Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Sharon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm definitely blessed as well. Thank you so much for asking. Now, in last week's Voice of Prophecy lesson here on the radio, Daniel painted a vivid picture of King Nebuchadnezzar's troubling dream. Now, today we want you to help us break it all the way down further and want to learn about the meaning behind the dream. Now, prophecy, we do know, is not for entertainment. So if you're joining us listening to the radio, definitely this is not an entertainment section. But Sharon is literally going to be helping us to understand God's special message to his people. Now, do tell us, Sharon, about Daniel's interpretation of the dream that God had given the king.
Thank you, Zama. Daniel interpreted the dream as a panoramic blueprint of human history, which was dictated by God. He explained the statue descending metals, which represented a succession of world-ruling empires, starting from Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon as the head of God, yeah? As you move down the statue, the metals decrease in value, but they increase in physical strength, which is silver, bronze, and then iron. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? This was showing us how human kingdoms would become less glorious, but more brutal, destructive. Mm-hmm. You know, the final stage is divided. The final stage is a divided world of iron and clay, which sets the stage for the ultimate climax. God destroying all human empires to set up his own everlasting kingdom. If you read Daniel 2 verse 24, it says, In the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall never be left to other people. It shall break into pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Dramatic, what you have just explained. Quite dramatic, I must say. Now, what are the mathematical odds of suggesting both the exact content of the unseen dream and its subsequent multi-stage, multi-year century interpretation?
Zama, from a purely human or mathematical standpoint, the odds are effectively zero. To guess the intimate, subjective thoughts of a king's mind before he even tells you the dream, and then to accurately chart over 1,000 years of geopolitics, naming the exact sequence of empires, their characters, and their final fractured state, this is statistically impossible. It defies all laws of chance. This proves that Daniel wasn't making educated guesses or using human wisdom. He was tapped in divine revelation. If you read Daniel 2 verse 27 to 28, it says, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the later days.
How does this encounter with prophecy and its interpretation give us hope in God's grand plan?
So this will give us immense hope because it proves that history is not accidental, chaotic, or spiraling out of control. When we see that God predicted the exact sequence from Babylon to Rome, century before it even happened, we realize that the same God holds our present and our future. If God was right about the gold, the silver, the bronze, and the iron, we can have absolute certainty that this will be right about the final outcome. So this will anchor our faith in the fact that God is sovereign over all the world leaders and even the global crisis. If you read in Isaiah 46, verse 9 to 10, it says, remember former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I'm God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure, which is, this is found in Isaiah 46, verse 9 to 10.
Mm. Now, tell me, did all of these, absolutely all, get fulfilled?
Yes. They have been fulfilled.
Mm. Okay. Now, so, please go ahead.
Oh, you can go ahead.
No, I wanted to go to the next question, but you wanted to add something.
No, you can go ahead.
All right. Now, let's look at the statue that the king dreamt of and all the kingdoms that have come and gone. Are we also there?
Yes. We are absolutely in this prophecy.
How so?
Geopolitically and chronologically, we are living down at the very bottom of the statue.
Mm-hmm.
In the feet and toes of iron mixed with clay. You know, the empires of God, which was Babylon, silver, Medo-Persia, bronze, which was Greece, and the iron, which was the Rome, are all in the past. So today the world is precisely as the prophecy described, which is a divided mixture of strong and weak nations that try to form alliances, like, for example, the European Union or the global coalitions, but they can never truly work together or work together into a single world empire. So we are living in the final segment of the timeline, right before the stone cuts out without the hands. If you read Daniel 2, verse 43, it says, as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as the iron does not mix with clay.
Mm. Yeah. Now, we want to conclude this afternoon's discussion with you. And how would you want to conclude it? What is it that you want our listeners to actually remember about this particular discussion?
So in my conclusion, I'll say the prophecy of Daniel 2 is a powerful validation of the Bible's authority.
Mm.
You know, it transitioned from a terrifying dream of an ancient king into a comforting reality for believers today. So this reminds us that the human kingdoms, no matter how mighty they seem, have an expiry date. But as we look at the fractured, unstable iron and clay, world around us, this lesson tells us that we are on the brink of the final kingdom, the unshakable internal kingdom of God. Our ultimate hope is not in human politics or earthly stability, but in the rock of ages.
But in the rock of ages, I like that. Sharon, I must thank you so much for your time. Truly, truly, always a pleasure talking to you and making sure that we understand these things of heaven. Sharon Akufuna is the one that we have been discussing with. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you, Zana. Thank you.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.